learn as much as you can about them, but know that, like, whatever you know about them that's out there on the internet, on videos, that's not them being as human as if they were your friend.
You're listening to the world's best business podcast with Steli Efti and Heaton Shaw, who insisted on having Steli's name mentioned first, despite him having more Twitter followers.
Shut up!
If you're an entrepreneur who wants to get shit done, stop everything else and focus on this podcast for the next 20 minutes. Then go back to work and crush it.
Here's what we're going to talk about today.
What are we going to talk about, Steli?
Yes, we're going to talk about expectations of people, especially expectations to people you want to learn from, your heroes, mentors, people you want to work for.
Yeah.
You know, so both of us, I'll venture out to say, both of us have had people we learn from and people we respect and people we study. And both of us had tons of people that study us, want to learn from us, want to work for us, and maybe have idolized us or had expectations at us at a certain part. So let's take both perspectives and digest and see how we feel about this. Let's talk first about our relationship to people we want to learn from, how we approach these people. So let me ask you, because you're an interesting beast. You just said, you know, I was we were chit-chatting about what fucking topic we want to talk about. And we're a little indecisive for a second there. And then I threw out a quote that was like, you know, you want to make your mentors your peers. And then Heaton was like, I only have heroes or something. And then Heaton was like, only have dead heroes, like, because they can't disappoint you, which I love. That's a great quote. The only choose heroes that are dead. They can't disappoint you. So I know that you are not necessarily a person that idolizes or has massive heroes, although I know that you're a person that studies others and learns from others. How do you think about who you're choosing to learn from and how you create these relationships? And how do you think about your expectations when you then get a chance to interact with these people or work with these people?
Yeah, I think I've tried to avoid idolizing anybody that's still alive. And part of the reason is you can have an expectation or you can have something you want from them, even if it's not an expectation, even if you don't know them. So I would just say that, like, the thing I always remember is that I am an individual human being. All of you are individual human beings. Even that person is. I think another thing to remember, because we were actually chit-chatting before and we discussed this, but another thing to remember is that they're also human, right? So if you idolize people, if you have these heroes, and these people are alive today, and you're like trying to be like them, because I know there used to be, like, back in the day when I was growing up, Michael Jordan, be like Mike, right? That was a thing. Yeah. You're not really doing your own self enough service on finding your individualism. So my approach tends to be, I mean, it's so easy to watch videos of people, right? With YouTube and even, like, all the lectures and presentations, and everyone's had nuggets that they've said. You can even find lots of Steve Jobs stuff that most people haven't seen yet, right? It's actually out there. Like, there's big, like, documentaries and stuff that are, like, kind of historical. So you can find all this stuff, but, like, think about it. Like, even if you and I watch the same thing, we're going to have a different opinion about it, right? Yeah. That's guaranteed. So what I try to do is, instead of idolizing somebody, I'll go study them, but I'll study them just to see, what can I get out of them? What do I resonate with that they say or not resonate with? Because sometimes that's even interesting, right? Instead of, like, oh, that person's so awesome, I read everything they do. Even when people come to me, like, I've read everything you've done, I'm like, all right, what have you done with it? Right? So for me, you know, and you'll love this, Steli, but, like, if you have a bias for action, you don't want to have expectations from other people, because you believe that, like, you can make it happen. You should be making it happen. And I try to avoid things that get in the way of myself understanding my own individualism. And I think this idea of heroes and idolizing to that extent and having expectations of other people, especially your heroes or people you idolize, can lead you to not be yourself. And then that leads to all kinds of weird behavior. Like, it's funny, like, when I see people not being themselves, I can spot it, but they can't.
Oh, that was a great moment right there. Heaton drops the bomb, looks at me, smiles, and turns around the mic like, take that now. I said my piece. All right. So there's a few things that I thought while you were chatting. One is, you know this trend. I don't know how long it's been around and who started it and the context of it, but there's this what would dot 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 do, right? Yeah. And some people I remember
started with what would Jesus do, I think. WWJD.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Really, all right. So I didn't know that, but I know that I met a friend of mine had like a bracelet at one time and it was like you know, WWED and it was like what would Elon Musk, right? Yeah. And then I hear that what would
Elon Musk, for those that can't understand his accent.
All right, fuck you.
Oh, is he your hero?
Huh?
Is he your hero?
No.
Was he that person's hero?
Yes.
That's why the person had the band?
Yeah, he had the band what would Elon Musk do?
Yeah.
And they were like, every time I'm in front of a big decision and this and that, I ask myself, what would Elon Musk do? And I was like, oh, all right, that's cool. That's cute. Same thing goes for like, what would Steve Jobs do? And I even had a person once, and this was flattering, write me an email and go, hey, Stelly, you inspire me so much. I have this big thing, poster that says in front of my desk, what would Stelly do? And I'm trying to launch this project. And every time I hesitate or I'm afraid, I'm asking myself. I was like, oh, that's kind of cool because the only people I've heard this were are, you know, amazing people. So I'm like, oh, that's flattering. But the interesting thing is that the other thing that you said, which is interesting, was that, you know, when you watch somebody or when you learn something, everybody will take something else away from that interaction. And it's not even just that every human being might watch a talk or an interview and take another nugget of wisdom away. Even you yourself might watch a video over a year and take every time experience it completely differently. Like I had the same experience with books where I read a book like multiple times over years and every time it was a completely different book because I was a completely different person.
Or even a movie. Yeah. You spot things in a movie you didn't see the first time and you see a different interpretation of it.
Music, you listen to a song and you hate it a year later. Maybe you like it. You are changing. So the way that you, the observer and the observed are, you know, playing a part in this. So, but one funny story just about this was that I had watched an interview I watched a kind of a recording of a bunch of talks once, and I really liked, it was four talks, and I really liked the last two ones. And I sent it to a friend of mine in Europe that was an entrepreneur. And I remember a day later, I was chatting with him, and I asked him, hey, did you watch the talks? He's like, yes. And I started chatting, writing, hey, the very first one was really shit, but the second was okay. But the last two ones were really exciting. As I'm typing, he chats. He's faster than me and he chats. The first one changed the way I looked at X, Y, and Z. And it really impacted me. And I go, ooh. And I delete my message. And I go, maybe I should not tell others how to watch something.
Just share it
and shut the fuck up. You know, let others take their lessons from it. But to share my own perspective, I definitely am somebody that's looking for heroes. I definitely have done that my entire life. It's probably also to be a little psychoanalytical about it, because we have created this monster in a way where we share a lot of things with each other, you know, from episodes about how founders are affected by death and origin stories and heart moments and all that. I do think that having a father missing in my life made me look for father figures.
Of course.
And mentors in my life.
Yeah.
But the other interesting thing, so that's definitely been something that's been motivating me. But I think that through my journey, a big part of my life has been self-study. And at the beginning, I did that a lot more by looking at what others did, trying to learn what are all the options out there and how could I even be? That has shifted from something that was very external, very much like watching what others did, trying to get heroes, trying to emulate other people's behavior and thought patterns and strategies, to over the years get more and more introspective. And today it's mostly studying myself, figuring out what are my strengths and weaknesses, what's going on in my fucking life, what are my fears, and challenging myself. I spend a huge amount of time doing that and very little looking at others. Us having this podcast together is an interesting story in terms of how I choose people I want to learn from and be around with. Because a year ago or two or whatever, a while back, I remember one day I was like, oh, I don't have enough people, because we're so heads down execution mode. We run our business. We are on our board. I'm not going to a lot of events unless I'm speaking. And then I'm speaking, I'm answering questions, and I'm fucking off again. So maybe I need to interact with some more people that I can learn from that I respect, because for the past year or two, I've been just like our team and not been interacting with the outside world. So I made a little list. I was like, what are people that I could learn from? And you were on that list. I was like, Heaton Cha and a bunch of other people. I'm like, they're cool people I respect. I want to have more of a relationship learning from them. And part of why I wanted to do the podcast after we realized and discovered that we get along so well was to be like, let me find a way to spend more time with you, discuss things, but in a way that benefits us both and in a way that benefits others as well, yeah. so that it's actually going to happen. So this podcast, a lot of times we pick topics yeah. just based on shit we want to talk about.
That's right.
Right? So this podcast is very much a... And I remember you being like a person that I would read about when I just arrived in the Valley and you launching Kissmetrics and you being kind of a, not a hero per se, but somebody that's like in the know and in the like top people and now turning into more of a friendship. And the strategy there, you know, it happened very organically. I didn't approach you to get a podcast. I didn't email you and say anything. We just met, we connected, and then we turned it into it. But and I'm not doing this with hundreds of people because I can't, right? But I think that I still enjoy learning and studying from others, although I study myself a lot more than others. And when there are people out there, I definitely think of like making my mentors my peers or making people I admire, people that I build a relationship with. And I think that one important part in terms of expectations is to realize that, you know, as you said, we're all just people. And I think it's interesting. Why do we – idolizing people basically reduces them into very one-dimensional creatures, right?
That's a good point.
So you take an Elon Musk and all the way you think about him is this a fucking Iron Man hero type of person that only like fucking kicks in doors and comes up with amazing ideas to change the fucking universe. And he's not a comic book figure, right? And he has to go, you know, on the toilet to shit just like everybody else. And he's late to a meeting and he forgets something. It might be disrespectful or he might say something stupid or make a joke where he laughs and nobody else gets it. Like, he's just, I'm sure, I've never met him, but I'm sure he's just a fucking human being. He is brilliant and amazing in many ways, but nobody is a brilliant and amazing at everything at all times for everyone. So just brace yourself for disappointment. And this is not only true for people, it's also true for companies. People come into companies and they're like, this, people come, like we have, when we have people that want to work at Close.io, they're like, I tell them one thing, be embrace and be ready to be disappointed. Because you're going to show up here and you're going to think just by reading everything we do and looking at us from afar that we're just fucking brilliant and perfect. Yeah. And we are in some things. And in other things, I'm sure we're fucking idiots.
Yeah.
And we know a bunch of things we should do better that we're not doing well right now. So you need to be able to deal with that messiness of reality. And when you have that kind of realistic expectation, you're much more valuable to the person you're idolizing because you're not looking at them with an expectation that they know they can't keep up and they know you'll be disappointed. They don't have to deal with all that bullshit, but you treat them like human beings. And one last thing before we turn around, we talk about the other aspect of this. Because I just remembered that many years back, I was studying hypnosis and there was this guy that was probably one of the best hypnotists alive in Europe, maybe in the world. Really amazing guy. He would give workshops, big group, and just because of his charisma, his personality, his experience, people would he would have like a small cult like of people that would just were fans.
Yeah.
And doing a bunch of seminars with him, I remember one night he would always invite just a few people out of the seminar for like dinner or something. And for that week, every night I'd be invited to dinner. We'd be a very small group and we'd just have fucking food and talk bullshit and this and that. And one night I remember him, like somebody asking him, hey, why didn't you invite this dude that's like on your ass all the time? It's like your biggest fan. Why isn't he ever invited to anything? Like, do you dislike him? Is something wrong with him? He said, no, that's a perfectly nice guy. I just can't be a normal human being around him. It's just tiring. If he were here at dinner with me, he would ask me about this fucking hypnosis thing all night long. He would want to know everything. He would just not let me be a human being, have fucking Thai food. And you guys are just cool. You're chilled. We're just eating, talking bullshit movies. You're not making this an extension of my fucking seminar. We're just having dinner with some smart, cool people. Yeah. And that was an amazing moment. And just, I forgot about that until this real conversation where I'm like, yeah, and I feel the same way. You want to have people around you where you can also just be a human being and not the CEO of XY, not the marketing expert. Just have fucking coffee or dinner and just chit-chat about other things. And when people are so overly eager and overly idolizing, they never allow you to just be a normal person. They always want to get more from you and have more questions and have expectations. And that's just tiring at some point. That's an interesting thing to keep in mind. All right, let's switch this around, not from like how we are, but how people are in relationship with us. Lots of people idolizing you. Lots of people look at you as a hero, as a icon, as a thought leader, somebody they want to learn from. So a lot of interactions that you have, Heaton, are people coming to you with expectations and things they want. What are people doing right, wrong? How do you think about these relationships? What are your thoughts from kind of the other side of the angle?
I mean, my personal thoughts are probably different than most people. I tend to get a lot of energy out of people asking for my help and me helping them. It's probably like some savior complex or something like that. I have no idea. And so for me, the way I view it is like, I don't think we talked about this, or maybe did I ever tell you my thing about meetings? Like when I meet somebody?
Oh, yeah. We talk about this. Yeah. That your goal is that it's the best meeting they've ever had. Yeah.
No, well, it's the best meeting of the day. I just had an email yesterday where I'm pretty sure they felt like the conversation was awkward because I got an email saying, hey, that was kind of an awkward conversation. But after that, literally the rest of the email is like three or four more sentences of something like, I've been in meetings all day since our meeting. And they're still going on tonight because of what we discussed on the call, even though it's a little awkward. So, nice. Like, that made my day because I was like, oh, you know, I helped the guy. And now he's, like, changing his business probably for the better because I tend to focus on that. And so, for me, it's just, like, add value to the other person. So, things that bug me that shouldn't are when people ask me about myself. Mm. Right away, I'm like, well, we're here.
Yeah.
Do you really want to hear about me?
Or
do you want to talk about what you're here to talk about, right? Yeah, yeah. So I think I've created a brand where people know they come to me and they bring their hardest problems or their problems or even just like, what should I do, right? And I help them think through that.
Yep.
It's not like I have an answer usually. It's just like I help them think through that. And that's the brand I've created. So I think I don't really have – I don't think anybody does anything wrong when they talk to me, to be honest. And because I think it's my job to figure out how to help them. But that's how I think about it.
All right. But let me challenge this a little bit because number one, I agree with this and we're very much on the same boat on the like just getting a lot of energy from helping others and getting feedback that it made a difference for them. But so one thing that you said is come to me not with a desire to talk about how much of an idol I am to you or how great I am or what I did in life. Come to me with something I can help you with like or something we can discuss that's practical. Then the other thing is, you know, if you think about some people that maybe are, you know, quote unquote, bigger fans of yours or more active along or like reaching out to you to sing your praises and tell you how great you are, these people don't become part of your friends network usually, right? You might be interacting with them, you might answer a question, but you don't have a desire necessarily to become friends with them, right? Well, why? You know, because if it was just about helping them, the people that seem to be most excited about getting you help would be the people that give you the most energy. But I assume that's not true.
No. To me, it's and I think this is the same for you, but it's like it's a fact that we discuss something and their lives are better. But their lives aren't better in an intangible way, like they were happy to meet me.
Yeah.
That's cool. Like, whatever. You want to take a selfie with me? Go for it. Like, whatever. Like, that makes me happy, too.
Yeah.
But, like, that's not meaningful, you know, from a meaningful to your life perspective. So I think I don't get energy from people who are like, oh, you're so awesome. And like, look, I might even be biased the other way, which is like, I don't even want to hear it.
Mm.
Right? Like, it's not that I know I'm awesome or anything. I'm just trying to be myself, right? Yeah. So like, if you're telling me, hey, you're so awesome, you yourself are awesome, I'm like, well, I think I'm shit. So like, you telling me I'm awesome doesn't actually do anything for me, but I'm probably biased heavily towards not wanting to hear that from people and instead focused on like, how do we make a meaningful impact? How do we make sure that we leave this conversation better than when we started it? Right. And that's all I'm trying to like figure out. And I think that when people come and they have this strong, like, I've read everything you've done and, you know, they're just there to like be there, but not there to actually improve themselves. Mm. That's usually a sense that I can get. And then I just push them to figure out how to improve themselves.
Yeah.
And some people like it, some people don't.
So that makes a lot of sense. And on the flip side, here's something that I've experienced in the past, more so than in the present, but it's going to be an interesting journey moving forward. But in the past, what I've experienced many times was when people would join my team, and because of the way I carry myself and the way I communicate, they would fall in love with whatever they saw that they liked, and they would have very high expectation for me. And then over time, they would see all my pitfalls, my things that I'm not that great at, and whatever, and they get really disappointed. And you could tell, oh, I have a fan. That's weird. Oh, I have somebody that's like disappointed with me. That feels shitty. And they would go through these phases of like overly idolizing, then being disappointed and heartbroken to the degree where you could tell that they thought, oh shit,
they
I could
mad
do
at you.
Mad at me. Yeah, that I'm not the hero they thought I am
they're
or something.
Mad at you.
Yes. And then a lot of times that relationship would split up sooner or later. They would go through a bit more experience and work in a bunch of other companies or starting their own thing and then like inevitably come back. And in one way or another, it'd be a shit, man. Like now I get it. Like I get you. I get the good and the bad and I appreciate this. But back then I just didn't know better. So then, and it's all, and I'm a friendship with all these people. But at the beginning, like clockwork, every single person that's really amazing at work for me and I mentored went through this phase, these different steps. Today, it's interesting because I'm aware of that. today I have a bigger brand that I used to have. And people see talks of me on stages and interviews. So it's even more so on the expectation level. When people come in, they think I'm just like, I'm on stage like 24 hours a day, which I'm not, right? Which I'm just not. But then again, I'm so aware of it that I just from the get-go, I just cut them at their feet and go, well, before you even show up here, right? Let's just to make things clear. I'm not like that all the time. Yeah. I'm going to piss you off. I'm going to disappoint you. Just get over it. Success is a mess. And the reality is always dirty and not as glamorous as you think. If you can't deal with that shit, don't even show up here, right? I'm not your fucking hero. Yeah. Like, I'm just trying to do my best. You show up here and we work together. Yeah. Like, I don't care if you're an intern or if you're going to be the next CEO of the business. We're peers. We're working together. You're not working for me. You're not my fucking student or whatever. Yeah. On the same level, let's get some shit done. I'm preempting it and trying to tell people what to expect and what not to expect. Versus in the past, I think I fed into that because
it felt good.
It felt good, and I was pretending to be more than I was.
Got it.
Right, and now I'm more comfortable being the shit that I am. So I'm trying to pretend. I don't pretend as much, which might make this an easier thing. But it's an interesting thing that I've observed of people. I think that you're wasting a lot of energy when you overly idolize because you are going to be disappointed. And also, you're going to create expectations for yourself that are impossible to meet as well. Because now we're thinking, I'm not saying I want to think like Elon Musk sometimes. I want to be inspired by his way of approaching things or by his gut, you know, his balls in certain situations. No, now I want to be Iron fucking Man. Now I want to be a comic figure, and I will never be a fucking comic figure because life is not a fucking Marvel movie. So I'm going to be beating myself up that I'm not this like magical being that doesn't exist. And I think that's just what a lot of people do, and it's counterproductive. If you're just a little bit more down to earth and you go, I want to be a better version of myself, but I still want to be a human being, it's a much better expectation to have, and you're going to waste less time beating yourself and others up over bullshit that's imaginary anyways. Right. Well, how are we doing on time on this?
I don't know.
All right. Very good. Well, let's check really quickly. All right. So I think we're pretty much we should be at the end of the time. Yeah, it's time for tips.
You want to go first?
No, you're going to go first.
Yeah, what's your tip?
My tip is related to a Steve Jobs quote, which maybe we can embed the video of, and the quote is, and I'm going to butcher it, but it's basically like, he was basically saying something to the order of, your life changes when you realize that everything around you was created by someone no smarter than yourself. And I think that really is how you probably need to approach the world, which is that everyone's a human being. It's okay to idolize people, but make sure you understand what you're actually idolizing. You're not necessarily idolizing the human being, actually. Mm. What you're idolizing is your point of view, your perspective on what you've heard about that person, because you know what? You haven't met them yet. And even when you meet them, they might not be being human.
Yeah.
Just like you're
hypnosis guy.
Yeah, hypnosis guy, right? Like he couldn't be human around people that idolize him. That's pretty interesting, right?
Yeah.
And so what I would say is like if you feel that need and you're gravitating towards somebody, learn as much as you can about them, but know that like whatever you know about them that's out there on the internet, on videos, that's not them being as human as if they were your friend. And so hopefully you won't idolize them as much because if they're your friend, you'll know the flaws too.
I love that. I hope we're going to be able to at least link to the video because that's a great, great video. So here's my tip. And it also is kind of quote based, which is don't look for what separates you from others. Look for what connects you with them. And I think that goes even more so for people that you look up to. Instead of just looking at everything that makes them different and better than you, look for the things that you connect with and you think you have in common. And at the most basic level, we all have in common that we're human beings. We're starving for love. We're starving to be worthy of love. And we all just want to like be, you know, happy and live a good life. And we all have our fucking struggles and we all have our disappointments and things we are not happy about ourselves. And no matter how amazing you are, you have that internal struggle as well. So just look at your idols more as human beings and learn from them, but don't turn them into comic figures. That's my tip for today. Make sure to go to thestartupchat.com, put in your email address and join our list. You'll get some exclusive shit. And also go to thestartupchat.com/FB for Facebook. Join our group and chit chat with us instead of just listening.